إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Most respected elders and brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an extremely valuable bounty It is more valuable than all the cars that a person may own and all the properties the person may have, all the household items a person has, whether it's the fridge, the freezer, the stove, the microwave, the bed, or whether it's the cash the person's got in his pocket or the expensive watch or cell phone. All of these items that we speak about, the cell phone, your watch, your wallet. We have seen over the past few days how suddenly a person has got his watch, and next thing their watch is taken, gone for a walk. The person has got his cell phone, and within a matter of a few seconds, that cell phone too is gone. They say there were a few presidents of the countries. They were all discussing about their countries. So each president, as he was flying, and they were flying over the different countries, each president was saying, you see, this country is mine because I can see this mountain here. That one said, this country is mine because I can see, you know, there's a certain building here. That one said, you know, I can see this country is mine because of the large lake that I can see. So the South African president, he said that, I know that you're flying over my country. He said, how you know? He said, I had my watch just now, now I see the watch is gone. So there's a sign. So we know that this country is known for its, and this was before the looting took place already. Our country was known for its theft, for its looting, for the stealing. The person, even if he's got something cheap lying outside, it gets stolen. And we don't have the time to discuss the reasons for this and the failure of those people who had the authority in the government departments where they were supposed to have channeled those millions of rands to the poor and the needy to uplift them. But instead of doing that, those millions of rands went to their lavish houses and to upgrade their cars. Recently there was a report in the newspaper that one of the government functions, they had a big function where they had a massive meeting where they were going to discuss. And the expenditure on the Soviets was 50 million rands. So you spend 50 million rands on Soviets. If that 50 million rand went to one informal settlement, and you went to them and said, listen, we've got another piece of land for you. We are going to build low-cost housing. Each house will cost 200,000 rand. We've got 50 million rand. How many houses we can build? How many people could have gotten homes? But instead of that money going the place that it's supposed to go, it goes in Soviets. Somebody will wipe his hands, wipe his mouth, and throw that Soviet in the bin. So this, unfortunately, is what is happening from the top. And the public, the general public, the poor man, the lame man was staying on the corner in the street. He's watching those big people in the government departments looting and stealing. So that's the role model. That's what they see. So unfortunately, we know what our conditions are around us. And it is not possible for one individual to change the whole world. Now if a person stands up and says, right, I'm going to change the whole world, it's not possible. But what we can do is we can start with our own lives, with our own little friends and associates and family members. We can speak to our congregation. We've gone through extremely challenging times. Make a lot of shukr to Allah, by and large here around us, things have been safe. But there are so many people who have lost everything. They have lost their homes. They have lost their businesses. People have lost their jobs because of the burning. That person was working in that shopping mall for years. He had a stable job. Suddenly these looters came in. Not only did they loot the items, but they burned the shopping center down. Now those poor people don't even have a job. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala alleviates the suffering of all those who are suffering. However, we as Muslims, Allah has given us the Quran Sharif, and yes, one of our students lost their home too, lost their business too, home was completely vandalized. Now what can you tell that person? It's easy just to say, bye, make sabar, don't worry. But at least we could tell him this. Say, bye, make shukr, your life is still there. Make shukr, your iman is still safe. A person can lose his wealth. You can lose your money. You can lose your cell phone. You can lose your car too. But if you haven't lost your iman, alhamdulillah, you still got your ticket to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam gains entry into Jannah. He is successful. He is a successful man. The person looted the fridge, but now he doesn't have a job. Is the fridge going to help him? What is he going to eat the fridge? That's not going to help him in any way whatsoever. The person burned the shopping center. That particular family that we're speaking about. So their great-grandfather set up the shop in a rural area. The old people in that area, he made arrangement for them to get their pension. And the food used to come there, he used to go and collect it and sell it. And many times he would give it to them. Now the same old people are screaming and shouting at the youngsters that you have burned that shop, how are we going to get food? How are we going to get our pension payout now? We're going to get a taxi to go right into town to get our pension. It was so convenient. What did you all do? But of course the youngsters have been radicalized by these politicians who are only interested in getting a vote, who are only interested in gaining power so that they can get that powerful position of being the president or getting so many seats in parliament so that they can get more funding. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is a sign of our weakness. Nabi Kareem Sahasim said in the Quran Sharif, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption and mischief spreads in the land because of your actions, because of your activities. So as believers, we must take a lot of lesson from these things. Many people are making statements, we have to be careful what we say. People are emotionally charged. A person is emotionally charged. Imagine, it's natural, the person's business was burned down. His anger fills up to such a point where now he wants to take revenge. Yet sometimes the people who he wants to take revenge against, they are innocent. There are people behind. That is a smoke screen that you are seeing. So we should be careful with certain statements that we make. Very common statement we hear people saying. That you know all these people are the same. All of these people, they are all thieves. Every single one of them. So we have to be careful with that statement. Because that statement is definitely not true. It is definitely not true. Yes, you can say that from this particular area, there's a large percentage of looters. But we need to look at the reason why. Because if we make a statement just like that, that every particular person from this country, like you hear people say, you know, all these Nigerians are drug peddlers. We're just quoting what people say. But yet I will show you that there's many friends of mine who are Nigerian, who, mashallah, excellent people. They got such good akhlaq. We've got one family, Nigerian family in the madrasa, mashallah, the one son has already become Hafizul Quran, is on his way to become alim. Now you said all Nigerians are drug peddlers, so that what does it mean, he's a drug peddler? So be careful what we say. Any person, no matter which background he came from, whether the person is white, whether the person is black, whether the person is blue, pink or brown, whatever color he may be. But if that person's heart has not been purified, then you will find that the person actions that will emanate from that body will be impure actions. The limbs are a reflection of the condition of the heart. In other words, the actions that come out of our hands and our feet and our tongue are a reflection of what is in the heart. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, Allah wa inna fil jasad ila mudgha, that there is a piece of flesh in your body. Idha saluhat, saluha al jasad kulluhu. If that piece of flesh is in good condition, if that piece of flesh is sound and healthy, spiritually sound and healthy, saluha al jasad kulluhu, the entire body will be sound and healthy. In other words, the person's hands, when you see the actions of his hands, there'll be pure actions. He'll be using the hands to help the poor, the needy, the orphans. He'll be using his hands to, you know, make some khidmat of deed. He'll be using that hands to serve the community. If you see his feet, what is his feet doing? His feet is walking towards the masjid. His feet is taking him towards the salah. His feet is taking him to protect the poor, the needy, to assist, to support. If you look at his tongue, what is his tongue doing? He's using his tongue to put happiness in the heart of people. He uses his tongue to comfort and console people. He's using his tongue to spread good and to forbid from evil. So the tongue, what is coming out from the tongue is pure actions. If you look at the eyes, what are the eyes doing? The eyes are being used in the correct manner. So the eyes, the hands, the feet, the tongue, this is connected to the heart. It is linked to the heart. If the heart is pure, then you will find that the limbs, there will be pure actions that will emanate from these. And Nabi Kareem Sassam said, وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if that piece of flesh is corrupt, if that piece of flesh has degenerated, the entire body will be degenerated. And if you look at our community around us, you find that that person is looting. Go and, if you have to go and sit down with him, and you have to interview him, more often than not, you will find that this person, he doesn't even know who his father is. You tell anybody, who's your father? Say, I don't know who's my father. I have no idea. One person looting, and then they caught him, and they asked him, where's your ID? He said, no, I got no ID. He said, I'm trying to apply for my birth certificate, but there's four possible fathers that I may have. None of them want to sign the document. So he doesn't even know who his father is. This is how they're growing up. They're growing up in a community where there's no father, sometimes there's no mother. And as a result, that tarbiyah is not being made. They are not being nurtured correctly. They are growing up in a corrupt environment. And as a result, unfortunately, due to the lack of tarbiyah, you find that naturally now, they've got no boundaries. There's no such thing as boundaries. One person mentioned to me, he has a particular hardware store. And directly opposite the hardware store, there was a 70-year-old lady. And her house was in a dilapidated condition. So they said to themselves, you know what, this is a poor lady here. It is not right. So they got together and they upgraded her whole entire home. Then when the looting started, they saw later on the CCTV camera that one of the first few people to stand and start looting was the same lady. Very disheartening. I said, Mahana, we don't feel like helping anymore. So yes, what has happened there on that side is unfortunately this woman, her heart was corrupt. Her tarbiyah was not made. That purity had not entered the heart. And as a result, though somebody showed kindness to her, though somebody showed love to her, unfortunately it meant nothing because the heart was not pure. She was not taught how to be grateful. Her heart was not purified. And as a result, the actions then followed thereafter. But whether the person is brown, whether the person is black, whether the person is white, if his heart is purified, if his heart is clean and pure, you will find that actions that will emanate therefrom will be pure actions. When this entire thing started, people were rushing to the stores. We went to one particular supermarket in one of the northern suburbs and waited for many hours in the queue. The vast majority of people in the queue were black individuals who came from good homes. And discussing with them, they were all disgusted as what is happening to the society. So to make that statement that every single person of this ethnicity is bad is not correct. We should be very careful from this kind of sweeping generalization. Look at the action of the Sahaba al-Kiram. They were Arabs. But they are degenerated to such an extent because of the corruption of the hearts. Because their hearts were not being focused, there was no tarbiyah that was being made on their hearts. As a result, they became so corrupt that none of the superpowers were even prepared to rule over them. They said, these people are wild animals. We don't want to rule over wild animals. They're worse than animals. They bury their daughters alive. Can we imagine burying your daughter alive? To what level you have degenerated? How corrupt the heart has become? But then what happened? What happened? Those same individuals who had reached such a low level of corruption, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them. He worked on that same community. He worked on them. He focused on them. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayat is in the hand of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can give hidayat. Those same individuals became what? Guiding stars for our, till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are like guiding stars. بِأَيِّ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever one you will follow, you will get some form of guidance from them. Those same individuals were so far off from deen, they are degenerated to such an extent. If you want to talk about looting, their level of looting was to another degree. It is mentioned about Abu Jahl, what was his condition, and many others. They would go to a person as about on his deathbed, and it was common. They would say, you know, you got all this money, you got this livestock, you got this property. You see, when you're going to go, who's going to see to it? Your children are too young now, the wife now, she's not going to know how to deal with these things. So what you do? I'm prepared to look after this. I will see to it. I will be your well-wisher. You just, you know, sign this document that you are giving me control over your estate. No sooner this person signs the document and passes away. Yadu'ul yateem, Allah speaks about it in the Quran Sharif. Those same orphans now coming, running to that person that, you know what, now we need the money, or you are there. Push them away, go. Get out from here. And he would usurp that wealth and loot that wealth. Looting. Loot that wealth and take it for himself. So this is not something which is new. This is something which happened many, many times in the past. It is due to the corruption of the heart. So therefore we should condemn the actions, don't condemn the person. Condemn the actions, don't condemn the person. A person can go to what a level, but if Allah wants to give him hidayat, that same person can become a shining star. And this was the condition of the Sahaba Ikiram. So Nabi Kareem Sahasim said, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If that flesh becomes corrupt, corrupt activities will emanate from that flesh. You find a person, now recently he's in the news, the person is earning 8 million rand a year. He got stopped at one of the roadblocks with looted items inside his vehicle. Washing machine, brand new washing machine looted. Now the person who's earning 8 million rand a year, he probably can buy one brand new washing machine every day. But yet he still looted it. It had nothing to do with the wealth. It had nothing to do with the qualifications. This was a reflection of the condition of the heart, that the heart was now corrupt. And we find this corruption going right till the top, that the person is a minister, the person is a CEO of a company, but yet he too, unfortunately, is doing such actions. What we need to do as believers is we need to make an effort to try and uplift the community, spiritually uplift them. Spiritually uplift them. Perhaps we need to engage with their leaders, that we need to have programs where we can teach these children about kindness, about love, about gratitude, about gratefulness. They do not have guidance. There's no fatherly figure in their communities. Many of them don't even know who their fathers are. Normally in a home, the mother is trying to control the children. And the father is telling me, Morana, when I walk in the house, I don't shout the children, I don't hit them anything. The wife will complain, they're traveling today. He says, I just stand there and fold my arms. I just stand and fold my arms and everything settles down in the house. Allah has made it such. The father, Allah has given him that awe in the house in which a certain level of control takes place. And this is why you have to have this home where both parents play their part. That the mother will teach certain wonderful qualities. The father will also direct and control and show the boundaries and limitations. The father will instill the respect within the children. You find many of these homes, sometimes both are missing. The child is brought up in the community, looking at what's happening around them. There's no morality. There's no respect in these children. So the lesson we need to learn is don't generalize. Condemn the actions, don't condemn the individual. Condemn the actions, don't condemn the individual. Sahaba Ikram, their condition was even worse. The next important thing, the next important point we need to make is that many people are making the statement that, you know, we might as well not even help these people. They don't deserve our help. They don't deserve to help these people. So we need to introspect and ask ourselves the question that when you are helping that person, when you are helping that individual, what was your intention? Was your intention so that that person can say thank you and show appreciation? If that was your reason, that you are helping that person so that he can show gratefulness to you, then unfortunately, based on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that action in the law, in the sight of Allah, is not accepted. Remember, whenever we do anything, whenever you help the poor and the needy, if you gave that person a food hamper,
and you did it so that he must be grateful to you, or you're not getting reward in the sight of Allah. But if you did it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you want Allah to be pleased, and you are not concerned and bothered whether the person said thank you or go to hell, it made no difference to you. Your intention was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whether the person, you know, gives you flowers, or whether the person throws sand in your face, it'll make no difference, because you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where there was one particular sahabi radiallahu anhu, who we know as Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, the noble wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was this scandal that spread through the community where they had accused the A'udhu Billahi Min Dalik of committing adultery. And as rumors spread, rumors got no head and no tail, you don't know where it came from, and it carries on spreading. One of the individuals that was, you know, one of the people who was really spreading this rumor was one particular sahabi. And this particular sahabi was a beneficiary of the kindness of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was a very poor sahabi. On a monthly basis, weekly basis, whatever it was, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to provide for him financial assistance. He got involved in this scandal. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu discovered that the same person that I helped, he has now gotten involved in accusing my beloved daughter. So he took an oath. He said, Wallahi, I'm not going to help him again. I'm not going to assist him again. This is a natural feeling. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses of the Quran Sharif. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ مَسَّعَتِي أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala, the gist of this verse is that the people of nobility, the people of stature, the people of rank, they should not take a qasam that they will no longer assist the poor and the needy and the family members. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Learn to forgive and let go. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not wish that Allah will forgive your sins? Do you not wish that Allah will forgive your sins? You forgive others. Overlook and forgive. MashaAllah, there was one particular businessman in the rural area who had dug a borehole in his property, and every day for so many hours he would give water to the community on a daily basis. That same community, of course they were instigators, but that same community broke into the business, looted it, and vandalized the property. Next day, the community people came to him and, please, we need water. He said that, you know, I don't feel like giving them water any longer. After that he thought about it, and then again he opened the water. He said, Mawla, I thought to myself, I was giving water for Allah's pleasure. I wasn't giving water so that they can thank me. I said, MashaAllah, this is how it should be. You're giving water for Allah's pleasure. You're not giving water so that the community can thank you or not thank you. That's irrelevant. You are doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Allah will be pleased with your actions. And who knows? That kindness and that forgiveness could turn the hearts of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. So we should control. It's natural we become emotional. Learn to control your emotions. Ask yourself the question, I was helping these people for what? So that they must thank me. If I was doing it so that they can say, they must thank me, then definitely I should rather stop giving them. But if I was giving them this hamper and this assistance for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah is still watching. Allah is still there, and I will continue to support them, and I will continue to help them for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It makes no difference whether the person thanks you or doesn't thank you. One person came to one particular alim. He said, Mawla, you know, I do this for my parents, I do that for them, I see to them. But yet there's another brother of mine who lives in another town. He comes once in 3 months. He comes once in 3 months, but he's the blue-eyed boy. He's, no matter what I do, is nothing. But when he does, But yet I am seeing to them on a daily basis. So I feel very hurt. MashaAllah, the Mawlana told him, see, learn one thing and engrave it in your heart. Do for Allah's pleasure. Do for Allah's pleasure. Allah will give you from His treasure. Don't worry about whether the parents, what you expect your parents every day must stand up and give you a vote of thanks. Don't worry about that. You're doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. It's Allah hukam of Allah that I must show kindness to and fulfill the duty of my parents. Whether they thank me, don't thank me, whether they criticize me, I will carry on doing it as best as I can. And I'm putting Allah in front of me. Allah's pleasure is the most important thing. In the same way, people are hurt. People are feeling very, very, you know, let down. Many people feel very let down. That we taught, we're helping them and they're going to be loyal to us. Remember, unfortunately, loyalty has disappeared. No one is loyal today. You can help that person, tomorrow that same person will come and loot you. So don't put your mind on the loyalty of people. Unfortunately, that is gone nowadays. You can't find loyal people. But we must learn to be sincere. Sincerity has disappeared, unfortunately. Bring sincerity into your heart. That now when you are helping that person, don't worry, what is he going to give me back in return? No. Do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. That whether the person thanks me or does not thank me, that's irrelevant. I am doing it for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And finally, respected elders and brothers, we are one ummah. We are one community. And mashallah, it was so heartwarming. It sends such happiness into our hearts when we saw our Muslim community getting together, helping everyone, not only the Muslims. They were giving out bread, they were giving out milk. And Allahu Akbar, if we look at just this community around us, we know that if we go a little bit up, predominantly white people, many of them, we've interacted with them, many of them said that before this we looked and viewed Muslims in a certain way, but now we've realized that the Muslims are not what we thought them to be. That these are people of kindness, these are people of generosity, these are people of shining character and akhlaq. So yes, this definitely was a test from Allah Ta'ala. But look at the good side. That it has turned communities. There are some people, if you look at the Musgrave area, some of those individuals who are in the forefront of preventing the building of the masjid, those same individuals are saying, we feel ashamed of ourselves. That now in the time of need, it was the same masjid that became a center of assisting us and assisting our family members and our elderly parents. It was the same community. So let us keep the spirit in our lives. That let us continue to assist our people around us. Whether the person is white, whether the person is black, whether the person is Muslim, whether the person is not a Muslim, let us show our akhlaq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you can be a true believer until his neighbor is protected from his evil. And that person who shows kindness to his neighbor, مَازَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُسِينِ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam continuously advised me with regards to fulfilling the rights of my neighbor until I actually thought that looks like soon the neighbor will also become part and parcel of the heirs. He will also inherit from me. That's the kind of rank that the neighbor has got. So our neighborhood, let us assist in whichever way we can. Participate in the neighborhood watches, assist the poor, they're giving out some hampers, cleaning up operations. Get involved in all of these things. Show our akhlaq. And similarly, those of us, Allah has given us wealth, Allah has given us surplus stocks, assist our Muslims and our fellow citizens. Some people have lost their entire industry. You know that you are in a certain industry, you've got equipment. Say to that brother, listen, you are manufacturing blocks, you are manufacturing certain items. Listen, you know what I'll do? I'll manufacture for you. Later on we can sort it out. But you start up your business again. Let me help you, let me support you, let me assist you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of humanity. May Allah Ta'ala grant hidayat and spread hidayat through these communities. May Allah Ta'ala make the tarbiyah of our nation, nurture the nation. There is a great need for education and there is a great need for upliftment in our communities. We have realized that it's not only those degrees that they get, but they also need to be taught about morality, about kindness, about love, about compassion. We need to get involved in these kind of community work. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to change our lives. May Allah Ta'ala make us ambassadors of the deen of Islam. And may Allah Ta'ala protect our homes, our properties, our businesses, our family members, our assets, our madaris, our masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما زال جبريل يصيني بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيا معشر المسلمين اتقوا الله تعالى في السر والعلن وذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن واعلموا أن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب وإن دار الآخرة لهي الحيوان ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأسبقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شبابها للجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس ولدي مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم مرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير الناس قني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Can you straighten yourselves?
الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسقن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.